Now we continue our readings in the book of the prophet Isaiah, and we're looking this morning at chapters 24 to 27, which is a fair-sized portion of the prophecy, but all these chapters belong together. I want to read in chapters 25 and 26. The 24th chapter is a very dark and somber chapter, which speaks of the desolation of the earth. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. It's a dark and terrible picture of final judgment. And then in chapter 25, a song of praise, and this is the other side of the judgment picture. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city a heap, of a defensed city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee, the city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And then chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the dust. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me I will seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. O Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. Then I want to read in J.B. Phillips' translation from verse 14 onwards. They are dead men who live no more. They are ghosts who will never return. For you visited and destroyed them and wiped them from our memory. You have swelled the ranks of our nation, Lord. You have shown us your glorious power. You have extended our borders on every side. O Lord, in our distress we sought you. We cried out under the weight of trouble when your chastening hand lay upon us. As a woman with child writhes and cries out in her pangs as her time draws near, so were we in your presence, Lord. We were in labor. We writhed in pain, but we gave birth to nothing, nothing. We could not keep our country safe, nor defeat the men of the world around. But your dead will live. Their bodies will rise. Those who live in the dust shall awake and sing for joy, for your dew falls with glistening light, and the earth turns ghosts into men again. Go now into your rooms, my people, and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the storm has passed. For see, the Lord leaves his heaven to punish men upon earth for their sins. Earth will reveal the blood shed upon her and cover her corpses no more. Then, with his great sword, strong and grim, the Lord will punish the serpent who flies and the serpent who crawls, and he will slay the dragon who lives in the sea. Amen. May God bless to us these readings from his holy word.